Hello, everybody. Please allow myself to introduce myself. I'm your host, Captain Marvelous, and welcome to the 41st episode of I'm Batman, the podcast, the show where I chronologically review each and every episode of the 1992 Batman, the animated series. Let's get to it. This week's episode is titled, If You're So Smart, Why Aren't You Rich? Original air date, November 18, 1992. The title card is a green maze with a question mark in the middle. I wonder who this week's villain can be. It's a nice sunny day in Gotham. Huh? I thought it was always nighttime in Gotham. We see a building for a company called Competitron, maker of the Riddle of the Minotaur. A voice asks if Edward Nygma has come in yet. A nerdy-looking man steps out of the elevator, doing a crossword puzzle. He's dressed like a ventriloquist dummy with a cowlick haircut. He looks like a dork. He looks like a white Steve Urkel, but without the glasses. He finishes the puzzle and throws the newspaper in the trash next to a man in a suit who looks a lot like Tony Stark, also known as Iron Man. The nerdy man, who we find out is Edward Nygma, is being fired by the man in the suit, who is someone named Mockridge. Nygma is being fired because he is suing the company for royalties to his game. Mockridge says that success came from company policies and practices, not from the content of the game. Yeah, because that's how that works. You come up with a great game and people care all about the politics about it, not actual gameplay. Nygma is actually very arrogant and he has quite a bad attitude as well. He says that the company can't do without his genius. Mockridge asks the question, if you are so smart, why aren't you rich? To which Nygma has no answer. We cut to 2 years later, although the letters stating this are so huge that the screen cuts them out for some reason. It says 2 years late and we get the E and the R cut off. We get a lot of weird angles and animations in this episode. Mockridge is making a presentation to Bruce Wayne and Lucius Fox about his company owning all the rights to the Riddle of the Minotaur game by firing Nygma. Is that how you win over someone in the corporate world? By telling them how you screwed the little guy? You're damn right it is. Bruce is falling asleep, literally. He's like yawning. Mockridge even mentions there's a Riddle of the Minotaur theme park being built. Bruce tells Mockridge to stop because he wants to buy the company. He doesn't need to sell him on the idea. He wants to bring Competitron to Gotham to create jobs. So okay, Competitron isn't in Gotham, which explains why it was sunny when we saw it earlier. Behind Bruce, there's a huge window, and it shows the building behind them displaying one of those stock market tickers. The ticker starts displaying a message for Mockridge. Mockridge, a riddle for you. Why do multi-million dollar deals break down in the wasteland? Mockridge just blanks out and tells Bruce he has to leave because something came up. Bruce and Lucius turn around and see the message themselves. We fade to the Batcave, where Bruce is trying to figure out what the riddle meant as Dick Grayson is playing a video game on the Batcomputer. It's supposed to be the top-of-the-line game, but honestly, it's only a step above adventure for the Atari. Although this is a city that considers color TV to be something only millionaires can afford, so we'll give them a break. Bruce changes into his Batman costume while trying to figure out the riddle. And Dick is showing Alfred the game, telling him you have to answer riddles and solve puzzles in it to advance. If you fail, you get taken to the beginning by the Hand of Fate, a giant flying golden hand, and you get taken to the Wasteland. I'm going to play a scene of Dick describing the game to Alfred, but pay attention to the game's sound effects. They might sound a little familiar.
Master Dick, that must be quite a computer game to be worth tying up a $50 million computer.
Not a game, Alfred. The game. Riddle of the Minotaur. It's really cool. Look, not only do you have to avoid all these traps, but you've got to solve all these riddles. What is the shortest distance between a point in Nome, Alaska, and a point in Miami, Florida? Oh, a straight line. What else?
Begging your pardon, young sir, but mightn't the answer on a globe be a curved line?
If you notice, all the game's sound effects are the same sound effects from the Super Mario Brothers video game for the original Nintendo. And that's actually pretty cool. I wonder if they got away with it because no one noticed, or because they got permission to use the sound effects, because you can't just use sound effects from games willy-nilly. Batman figures out that Mockridge owns a nightclub called the Wasteland, and that's where Mockridge will be. He tells Dick to suit up. We're at the Wasteland nightclub, and Mockridge shows up looking for Edward Nygma. He finds him sitting on a chair hidden by darkness. Nygma tells Mockridge to solve a puzzle, and then they can talk. The puzzle is 5 interlocking rings that Nygma pulls apart and then puts back together, and that seems more like a magician's trick than a puzzle, but what do I know? You know, I watch some shows with the Masked Magician, but I don't really know magic. Mockridge tries to take the rings apart, but ends up getting his hands entangled and handcuffing himself with the ring somehow. Nygma says he doesn't want money anymore. He wants Mockridge. Then these two huge thugs come in and capture Mockridge, but Batman and Robin break through a skylight to rescue him. Okay. Batman and Robin broke through the skylight in the wrong room, because there's no one there. And then Riddler and the thugs appear from the upstairs room. Riddler pretends he doesn't know who Batman is because Riddler's an a-hole. Riddler sicks his thugs on Batman and Robin, and a very slow and lame fight ensues. Riddler makes a wheel in the ceiling start spinning. It's like this big old, I guess it's like a chandelier, but it has stage lights, and it starts spinning really fast, and the lights turn on and catch fire. And it starts shooting sparks everywhere. I really don't get it. Robin kills a man by dropping him head first on a table. I don't think he survived that. Batman keeps fighting the other thug, but now the spinning light and all the sparks is shooting make the nightclub catch fire. Riddler cuffs Mockridge to the door, and Batman and Robin finish fighting the thugs, but then something really stupid happens. Riddler asks Batman if he's smart enough to rescue two people at once. He then shoots what looks like a giant straw. Yes, a straw, like the ones you use to drink things. And it captures Robin. So now Robin is stuck inside a giant straw. Riddler says it's his variation on the Chinese finger puzzle. Yeah. Riddler and the thugs escape with Mockridge, whose leg is on fire. And Batman carries Robin out of the burning building. And Robin's still stuck inside a giant straw, and he's also on fire. And Batman just seems very annoyed by all of this. Batman and Robin ride in the Batmobile, as Batman gives all the exposition in case there are any dummies watching who haven't gotten it yet.
What did you mean, a joke on... You know who he is?
I figured the creator of the Minotaur game was behind this the minute I saw that billboard. I read all about him in the company records I examined. His name's Nygma. Edward Nygma.
I get it. Enigma. Meaning a puzzle or riddle. An enigma. At least we know who we're looking for.
As this is happening, though, all the lights in the city are flashing, and Batman figures out that it's Morse code. Riddler says Batman knows who he is, and so he needs to get rid of him. Batman uses a computer built into his glove to deduce the Morse code message. The message is, when is the Minotaur's owner as high as an elephant's eye? And then Batman explains it.
When is the Minotaur's owner as an elephant's high?
Well, Mockridge owns the Minotaur, but what's as high as an elephant's eye?
Corn.
Corn?
An old song lyric, before your time.
So what's he saying? When Mockridge is corny, when Mockridge is in the corn?
What's another word meaning corn?
Kernel, cob?
Maze. When Mockridge is in the maze.
The maze at the amusement park.
Exactly.
Batman and Robin arrive to the empty amusement park. And Riddler appears on a giant screen and tells Batman and Robin they have 10 minutes to rescue Mockridge, who is located in the middle of the maze. He tells them to leave their utility belts to enter, and so they do. Riddler has made some deadly modifications to the maze. A golden griffin robot appears and starts shooting fireballs at them. Batman and Robin run away and turn a corner where there's a sign that says, "Losers Ahead." And Batman and Robin quickly duck and dodge giant blades that would have decapitated them.
Losers Ahead?
Duck!
is ahead. I don't know what's worse, the traps or the puns.
Well, it looks like Riddler didn't pack any sunscreen because he just got burned. Robin informs Batman that no one has ever made it to the middle of the maze. Two griffins then appear on each side and they trap Batman and Robin. Batman and Robin duck and the griffins destroy each other, and this causes them to reach another puzzle. It's an Arabic sign that reads, "Which way to the eating place?" Robin says to just pick a door and go, so they run through the left door. As they run, a giant flying hand appears and tries to capture them, but they manage to avoid it and return to the puzzle, this time going through the right door, because Batman figures out that in the Arab culture, you always eat with your right hand. Or the Arab world, as he calls it, because Arabs, I guess, live in a different world than anyone else. They reach another door with three keys labeled A, C, D. Batman uses the D key, and two giant blades shoot at them from the wall, but they manage to dodge them. Batman then grabs the A key, but Robin stops him and tells him that it's the C key. Batman turns the C key and the door opens. It turns out it was a musical puzzle. D key has two sharps, A has three, and C has none. A griffin appears and shoots the wall, causing the blades to explode. Batman grabs a piece of the broken blade before running away. They reach another puzzle, and it's the one about the straight line that Robin didn't know earlier. And Riddler tells them that they have 1 minute left. Batman purposefully runs into the incorrect door, and the Hand of Fate appears. Batman jumps on the hand, and using the broken blade from earlier, cuts through the control panel and wires it to be controlled by the computer in his glove. Batman picks up Robin with the hand, and they both fly to the center of the maze to save Mockridge. Riddler makes Batman answer the riddle of the Minotaur.
But you'll still have to answer the riddle.
I have billions of eyes, yet I live in darkness. I have millions of ears, yet only four looms. I have no muscle, yet I rule two hemispheres. What am I?
That's simple. The human brain. It has billions of optic and auditory nerves, four lobes and two hemispheres, and it's the only thing Edward Nygma respects.
A lucky guess, that's all.
Riddler gets angry and controls the giant Minotaur robot, who is carrying an enormous sword, to attack Batman, Robin, and Mockridge. They all run away into a dead end, but Batman uses the Hand of Fate to crash the Minotaur into the wall. And just like any good monster, the Minotaur gets up, but then he falls apart before he's able to kill him. Riddler says Batman will never capture him because he's not even in the amusement park. He's actually in a plane out of the city at that very moment. So hey, Riddler escapes. He actually outsmarted Batman there. We cut to later, and Bruce is reading the newspaper. Wayne Industries has bought Competitron, and it has made $5.5 million a year in jobs. I don't know. That doesn't seem that impressive, actually. Dick is mad because Mockridge got $10 million from the deal. And Bruce says that they have been looking for the Riddler for months, but they still haven't found him. We cut to a paranoid Mockridge at home carrying a shotgun and checking every room in the house and under the bed. Mockridge goes to bed and he's scared and he can't sleep. And Bruce asks, how much is a good night's sleep worth? And we fade to black on Mockridge trembling under the covers. The end. Alright, some after show notes. The backstory for the Riddler on this episode is very reminiscent of the true life story of Alexei Pajitnov, the creator of Tetris. Tetris is one of the most popular games in the world, and in my opinion, the best video game ever created. I'm not joking around, that is my favorite game of all time. But Alexei received no royalties from it because he worked for the Russian government, and due to the nature of communism, he was not able to receive any of the money being generated from his own creation. The voice of the Riddler is provided by John Glover, who you might remember as Professor Woodrow from the movie Batman and Robin. He was the doctor who basically created Poison Ivy and literally created Bane. The Riddler is one of Batman's most famous and well-known villains. But it took 41 episodes to finally get him to debut in the animated series, and that is because the writers hated writing Riddler episodes. They wanted Riddler to come off as someone genuinely smart and always had a hard time coming up with riddles and puzzles to make it seem that way. They didn't want him to be the silly Riddler from the 1960s TV show where he just had ridiculous puzzles that made no sense and was basically a green and purple version of the Joker, who's already a green and purple version of himself. Riddler has had many incarnations. He has been, like I mentioned, the goofy prankster, all the way to a serious conniving thief, sometimes even a murderer. I usually will give you a background on the character and his incarnations, but we are going to see Riddler again, and I think I'm going to save it for those episodes instead, because if we go through the Riddler's origins and all that, that could take an entire podcast in and of itself. The animation in this episode, it's pretty bad. It's not the best. It's not the worst. It's not worst. If you remember the Tiny Toon cartoons, they had some weird animated episodes where the characters had like this big bottom lip and they made goofy faces. That's the studio that animated this episode, because Robin has that weird goofy lip in many of the scenes, and Batman looks really, really huge, like jacked, like enormous in a lot of the scenes. It's just very, very oddly off model, so it's not the best. I'm not really that big a fan of it. Riddler's facial expressions are way over the top for somebody that's supposed to be a somewhat serious character, but you know, it's still a very likable story. The story carries it, so it's still a good episode.
To the Batmobile. Let's go. Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
Alright, the Batcave Archives. It's the part of the episode where we rank each and every episode we reviewed thus far. This would be the 41st episode. Let me open the list here. Remember, if you want to check the list, go to our Facebook page and look for I'm Batman, the podcast. Become part of the group. I update the list every week. I also post the title pictures so you can see those and other fun stuff that happens. Batcave Archives. At number one, we have the episodes Almost Got 'Em, the episode where all the villains play poker and tell their best Batman story. And at number 40, in last place, we have Prophecy of Doom, which is the episode where Batman fights an old man who pretends to be a psychic. It's really bad. This episode, Riddler is a really, I don't know, he could be goofy and ridiculous, but he just comes off as a cool character. He's such a classic character that you gotta cut him some slack. I mean, honestly, he's a little bit a step above the Clock King, if you really want to get into the nitpicking of it, but the episode, it is very entertaining, and it comes off as being a lot smarter than it really is. This one I would rank a little bit below halfway, actually. I don't think this would be in the top 20. It actually would be below. At number 21, we have Tiger Tiger, which is, I don't know, it's a better episode than this one. 22, Be a Clown, the one where the Joker kidnaps the mayor's son. It's a really scary episode, and that one's way better than this. Eternal Youth, the episode with Poison Ivy. Even her debut, Pretty Poison, ranked at number 25, is a lot better with this one. Christmas with the Joker, I think this one is actually... I think this one actually would be one step above Christmas with the Joker. Christmas with the Joker is a really, really, really old school, goofy comic story. The animation's really bad, but the story is just really silly. And this one, is, like I said, it's a little bit above that. Riddler is just a silly character, and they play him up to be more serious than he is, and the episode comes off as smarter than it really is. So yeah, at this, I'm going to rank this episode our new number 26, If You're So Smart, Why Aren't You Rich? And I think that's going to be it for this week, everybody. I apologize for the delay in the episode. I'm actually recording from the great state of Texas. I'm taking some vacation time, but I didn't want to not do the podcast. So that was the delay. I forgot to pack my microphone, so I had to go out and purchase a new one. And I hope the quality on this new one is a lot better than the old tinny one I had. So I apologize for that delay once again. Remember, everybody, thank you for listening. And if you have any questions, suggestions, or thoughts on the reviewed episodes, or the show in general, send them to captain_marvelous1@yahoo.com. I have been your host, Captain Marvelous, and remember, no matter where you're from, no matter who you are, why aren't you rich?